If there is one profession positively aswirl with advice, it has got to be the writer's trade. From killing darlings to finding agents, from morning notes to elevator pitches, the wisdom available to the literary profession could fill kilometres of self-help shelves. Great swathes of it, however, can be safely ignored. Some elements can be cautiously tried on, used for a while and then discarded. Others will become second nature, absorbed into your method of work. And others still can immediately be tossed down the shaft of that elevator pitch. Here is one of them. Write about what you know. A rallying cry, if ever there was one, for navel-gazers of the world. Of course, one could argue that writers always write about what they know. Surely that's a fabric from which fiction is cut. But with fiction now at the sharp end of cultural appropriation debates, many will see that as an injunction to write only about what's in reach, when it should be an invitation to write better, avoiding stereotypes, researching fully, and questioning their own assumptions. In fact, one of the best pieces of advice I was ever given was just the opposite. Write about what you don't know. If you are setting out to write a novel, after all, you are in it for the long haul. You'd better be sure you'll stay interested in something for the next 3 years. Writing about what you don't yet know but are curious about is one way to keep the writing alive. Two other pieces of wisdom have stood me in good stead. One is more a maxim than a piece of advice, but I hold to it because it chimes with the way I work. It is this: the editing makes the writer. It is through editing that the novel emerges, that its salient themes appear. It is through editing that the writer sculpts a work of art from the narrative they have initially roughed out. But here's the catch. You have to be your own best editor. This is so vital to the process of writing that it cannot be left to anybody else. One of the first things journalism kicks out of journalists is preciousness about their writing, and that's because journalists are edited. Take it from me, it's always better to wield the scalpel yourself. Edit your first draft, and edit the second as well. Let those themes emerge and then enhance them. Then put the manuscript down, some say for at least 6 weeks. Stephen King advises sending it out to a handful of trusted readers who like your work and who will engage constructively with it, not people in the business of demolition. And then comes my other best piece of advice. Listen to criticism that echoes what you already feel. You know your manuscript, and you probably have a pretty good instinct for where its weaknesses lie. If one of your trusted readers notices them too, sit up and pay attention. You know you have work to do.